USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump getting ready to deliver his State of the Union address, this after meeting with reporters for an off-the-record luncheon that traditionally does take place on the day of the State of the Union. Also going on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader, Republican of Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says we need to reach an agreement on border security so we can fund the remaining parts of the government.
It's been long since forgotten, but 75% of it was done before the end of the fiscal year, and we were on the way to getting all 12 bills until we ended up in the wall debate. So I'd love to see us finish the work.
Pope Francis is acknowledging the scandal of priests sexually abusing nuns. The Pope made his first public comments about the issue to reporters as he returned to Rome from a flight to Abu Dhabi. The Pope says he remains committed to doing more to rid the Catholic Church of what he referred to as sexual slavery. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Democrats continue to press Democratic Governor of Virginia Ralph Northam to resign, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The future of Democratic Virginia Governor Ralph Northam still uncertain. NBC is reporting that Northam told his staff yesterday he needs more time to decide what to do after a racist photo from his 1984 medical school yearbook surfaced last week. Now, U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is tweeting that it is past time for Northam to step down so that Virginia can move forward. Virginia's lieutenant governor is also denying a sexual assault allegation amid growing cries for Northam to resign. Justin Fairfax remains adamant that the decade-old allegation is false, calling it an uncorroborated smear.
Chicago O'Hare International is once again the nation's busiest airport. The FAA says there was more than 900,000 arrivals and departures in 2018. O'Hare beat out Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Change is so rapid today that leaders must do much more than stay the course to be successful. If they aren't nimble and ready to adapt, frankly, they won't survive. I had a chance to sit down and chat with New York Times bestselling author and leadership expert John Maxwell. Now, John has a new book out titled Leader Shift, The 11 Essential Changes Every Leader Must Embrace. And one of the things Maxwell says we must embrace when we're leading is change.
Leaders really always deal with uncertainty. Every once in a while I'll run to somebody and they'll say, well, I just want to be certain before I make that decision. I want to be certain before I take that step. And I just tell them, you'll never make the decision. You'll never take the step. And in fact, really, when you think about it, leaders kind of have a job because of uncertainty. If everybody was kind of assured and sure and secure and certain, they probably really wouldn't need a leader. So when people say, well, you know, I'm not really sure about the future, the picture only unfolds as you move. I think we make a huge mistake when we think that we can just sit back and everything will unfold for us. It really unfolds as we move. And so when somebody is saying, well, I'm not really sure of my future, I say, well, that's okay. We're not so sure, but the way to get clarity and the way to get assurance is to begin moving one step at a time.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code Kenyon.
Do not listen to this show. The truth can be scary. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you. And this is a recorded interview with Sybil Edmonds and the book Operation Gladio. Wow, what a interview. Here you go. I am so happy to have Sybil Edmonds on the show, FBI whistleblower, BoilingFrogsPost.com founder, author of the new spy mystery novel, The Lone Gladio. She was an FBI translator post 9/11 and then testified in the official reports of 9/11. And Sybil, you've risked your career, your reputation to bring these things to light. You've written a book called Classified Woman and, of course, the Lone Gladio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. This is so exciting because you have so much to say, and I wish we had a 3-hour show with you, to tell you the truth. Let's get right into this. You were hired post 9/11 as a translator for the FBI. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I started working for the FBI 3 days after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and I was working as a language specialist for 3 languages, Turkish, that's the language spoken in Turkey, Farsi, that's the language in Iran, and also Azerbaijani, which is a Turkic-based language spoken in Azerbaijan. Mm-hmm. And within a couple of weeks after I started working as a language specialist, because of my background and my inside knowledge, and because of the lack of resources within the FBI, I also was performing duties as analysts for the FBI, FBI's counterintelligence division in Washington field office, but also working with the Chicago field office for the FBI.
Oh, wow. What a career. I can't even imagine. That your testimony was not included in 9/11.
Well, I had a 3-hour recorded testimony that was recorded inside a SCIF. Mm-hmm. SCIF is a secure compartmentalized information facility. That's the place where you can talk about top secret classified information. Mm-hmm. However, because everything about my case has been classified by Justice Department, by invocation of state secrets privilege, and also a gag order in Congress, the commission, the 9/11 commission, said they were not allowed to put any of the testimony. Instead, they just put a footnote saying that I provided them with testimony and it was on such date and that it could not be released, that information.
Oh, geez. Was it a difficult decision to do the testimony? Was it difficult for you, or was it just sort of, this is, I'm going to just lay this out, and I feel so frustrated that they would not include that. But was it a difficult decision for you?
Well, the journey actually started long before that, because within 4 or 5 months after I started working for the FBI, I ended up going to the Justice Department's Inspector General's office on particular significant cases that were being shut down or covered up. And I had by then testified again inside SCIF in Senate for the Senate Intelligence Committee, Senate Judiciary Committee for both parties. I had been in the House and I testified before, again, inside the SCIF, all classified before Congressman Waxman's office. And so by the time I testified inside the SCIF again, before the 9/11 Commission, I had already been through this journey. And I still had high hopes, not high hopes, that at least maybe this would be a channel where this extremely important information would become public. They were classifying this information not because of legitimate concerns about some ongoing investigations or some justifiable causes. They were classifying this information, this is the Justice Department, just this was the FBI, only because they didn't want the American public to find out about it, because as many people who are familiar with this case have put it, this ends up being a scandal far bigger than Watergate.
Absolutely. We're still trying to get the 28 pages uncovered from 9/11. What's your take on that, too?
That depends. I know tons of publicities have been going around this 28 pages. However, I have an organization, National Whistleblowers Organization, is for national security whistleblowers. These are people, whistleblowers, veteran whistleblowers from the CIA, from the FBI, from the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA. Far more than 28 pages have been kept out of the public's reach. And I mean, if they were in pages, I would say there would be several hundred pages.
Absolutely.
Many of these people, veterans, had testified both before the 9/11 Commission, but also for the Joint Senate inquiry on 9/11 before the 9/11 Commission. So I'm not sure exactly what's in there. People are speculating about Saudi Arabia, which is an easy speculation.
Yeah, I agree.
But I have to say that it won't be nearly as significant as other hundreds of pages that have never been even mentioned.
Wow. Well, I want to move on a little bit to The Lone Gladio. You wrote this book as a spy mystery novel to protect yourself, which I would do too. And I think in this novel, you expose so many things that are so relevant and things that we need to know about our government and what they're capable of. I've did a show on PNAC. I've done shows on certain documents that have come out. Operation Gladio. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? You cover this so extensively in your book. I love it.
Sure, Kate. Before that book, I wrote Classified Woman. That's a nonfiction book. That book is about my journey, what happened when I started working for the FBI and after that. And that book was held up by the FBI close to 2 years. You have to submit your nonfiction book if you have had secret clearance, top secret clearance, which I had both. And they have to go, the government has 30 days to review it and see if there is anything that is justifiably classified, black it out, and then give you the permission to publish it. Well, this book, Classified Woman, they held on to it for 2 years, and then they told my attorneys that I couldn't publish a single word, that everything that I had written was classified.
Every single thing.
And
wow.
During this whole process of battling the FBI on this, I decided that my next book would be fiction, because for fiction books, you are not under any obligation to submit your work pre-publication to the DOJ or the CIA or the FBI for a pre-pub review. And that decision was made as I was getting ready to publish Classified Woman. And that's why I wrote it. And the Operation Gladio, there are two Operation Gladios. One Operation Gladio started in late 1950s. This was during the Cold War, and it was the joint CIA and NATO operation. And this is not any conspiracy theory. People can go and look it up because it has already been established. This has been confirmed by the NATO and CIA. In fact, they had parliamentary hearings in Italy and other countries on Operation Gladio. So CIA and NATO, they established these secret military. And they were not exactly military. Agent provocateur would be a better term for it, in various countries in Europe. And what they did with these groups were they engaged in false flag operations in order to, in some cases, garner public support for the West versus the Soviet Union. And in some cases, it were to just blame it again on the Soviet Union and saying this is what that was, this, let's say, particular bombing was done and performed by the Soviet agents. And they were active until 1992, but after the end of Soviet Union, after Soviet Union, the communism basically was ended. The same operation transformed and continued. This time, it was based on not only in Middle East and in Central Asia and in Caucasus, but also in Western countries, including UK and in the United States, to create these Islamic cells that were 100% funded by NATO and the CIA, and they were 100% directed and trained by the CIA and NATO, so that they would, using the terror, and this time Islamic terror, they would expand within this region. And it also includes Central Asia and Caucasus. For example, some of the cells that were created, and they are still in operations by the United States, by the NATO, in Central Asia, under some Islamic titles and names, they opened close to 400 mosques in countries like Kyrgyzstan and in Azerbaijan, in Turkmenistan. And in fact, the leader of one of the top networks, Islamic networks in that region, is a Turkish man named Fethullah Gulen, who was wanted in Turkey for his terror and Islamic terror-related activities. Well, the CIA moved Fethullah Gulen in 1997 with private plane to the United States. Since 1997, this man, this mullah, this Ayatollah, has been living in the United States in a big castle in Pennsylvania.
Oh, my gosh.
And his Islamic network, this non-governmental organization he set up in the United States, this NGO, is valued around $20 billion worth.
Wow.
It is the most sophisticated Islamic network in the world, which is headquartered in the United States. They operate 120, I believe, charter schools in the United States.
Wow. We're going to come right back. Don't go anywhere on the Kay Daly Show. More with Sybil Edmonds when we come back.
Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You're going to love our President's Day sale going on right now with all our best brands. Serta, Beautyrest, and iComfort. Save up to $600 on select iComfort and Beautyrest adjustable sets. Or get a Serta Perfect Sleeper Super Pillow Top Queen mattress for just $499. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the mattress that's right for you. Plus, free delivery, setup, and disposal of your old mattress. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day sleep-easy guarantee.
Are you finally ready to embark embark on that once-in-a-lifetime vacation? This is Celeste from The Travel Connection, and I've got one you can cross off your bucket list. Join me next August for an 11-night luxury cruise through French Polynesia and the Cook Islands. In addition to relaxing aboard the all-inclusive, award-winning Paul Gauguin, you'll visit one of the world's most spectacular lagoons and relax on the white sand beaches of Bora Bora and Moorea. Take advantage of our discounted group rates and shipboard credit. Go to stgeorgetravel.com for more information on this once-in-a-lifetime vacation. And as always, you can trust your travel to The Travel Connection.
In business for over 35 years, the Zion Eye Institute has grown into the largest and most comprehensive eye center in southern Utah, continually striving to be the best and always looking for new ways to better take care of their patients. With the experience and expertise to cover every area of eye care, their specialists use only the most advanced technologies and state-of-the-art equipment. You can count on each of their specialists being board certified and fellowship trained to handle everything from the simplest to the most complex cases, which means there's no need to travel to Salt Lake City or Las Vegas for specialized eye care. Just one of the many reasons the Zion Eye Institute was named one of the top 50 eye surgery centers in the United States and is the number one eye care provider for Medicare patients in the state of Utah. With four convenient locations, scheduling an appointment in St. George, Cedar City, and Mesquite is easy. Just call 656-2020, 656-2020, or online at zioneye.com. Zion Eye Institute, Southern Utah's premier eye care center.
I'm Russ Imlay with Cache Valley Bank. I started in banking years ago because it offered a good opportunity that would let me stay here and raise a family in Southern Utah. What I didn't fully realize was the good I could do working for a bank. Now I do. Like helping new doctors get the facilities and equipment they require to make it easier to meet the needs of their patients, or finding solutions to help small businesses expand their operations to take on bigger projects or more staff. I love my work as a banker. And I enjoy working for Cache Valley Bank because we have the statewide strength of 17 branches. Yet as a community bank, I'm able to give tailored attention to each of my customers. We're not here just to close a deal. We're here for the entire journey. We will be here on hand and on call as your financial outfitter. Is there a venture on your horizon? Let's map it out.
Cache Valley Bank. Mountains await. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Lisa T said,
"When I went to Red River Health, I was at the end of my rope. I was feeling so depressed and unhealthy, and it seemed like no medical doctor was willing to take the time to tell me what was really wrong with me. After a comprehensive blood test, Dr. Swindlehurst went over the findings and told me exactly what I needed to do to get healthy again. I finally feel like I'm on the road to a healthier me. My only regret is that I didn't do this earlier."
This is Dr. Joshua Red, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness chiropractic physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
As a business owner, trying to get more people to see your business can be a challenge. SunTran buses can make your business constantly visible across the city for 15 hours each day with their huge billboards displayed across the buses. SunTran has a total of 6 routes traveling from Ivins to the Bloomington Walmart and Deseret Industries. SunTran has a few spaces remaining for advertising. They just extended their 30% off an ad space until the end of February to fill up their new buses. Call Susie today for more information. 627-4074. That's 627-4074.
All right, Tango team. Quinn and I have been working on some new jingles for our 4 Southern Utah locations.
And here's what we have so far.
Nobody beats Tag and Go. Nobody.
This is Quinn Allgood from Tag and Go, your car wash for the people.
Tag and Go Express Car Wash. Tag and Go Car Wash.
A car wash for everyone. Tag and Go.
When you hear the splash, think of Tag and Go Car Wash.
I feel like those are already taken. But how about this? Tango Express Car Wash with 4 locations and 1 coming soon near Costco.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Back here with you, resuming our interview, our pre-recorded interview with Sabelle Edmonds. Here we go.
this Islamic organization in the United States, you will see that they have put a big legitimate front. They have several high-level famous former congressmen and congresswomen and senators as their lobbyists that they have hired. And, well, these people, this is Fethullah Gulen in the United States and his network, they operate and erect all these madrasas in places in Central Asia, in Caucasus, in Indonesia, and hundreds of madrasas. These are the Islamic religious schools. They build mosques, and they have this front that they say they are moderate Islam, but their entire activities are towards the Operation Gladio terrorism activities. They have big connections with the Chechen networks. In fact, many of these Chechens are taken out of Russia into Turkey. They are trained, again, by CIA, NATO, this Fethullah Gulen network, and they are sent back to Russia to engage in terror operations, terrorist events, the bombings that that we hear about and we have been hearing about since 1997.
You know, CBS 60 Minutes did a puff piece on that, and it tells you a lot about how the media is bought and sold completely, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. New York Times has been always, for the past, since CIA brought this man to the United States, have been writing glowing articles. In fact, he was one of the Time magazine's persons 2 years ago. He's being marketed to the Americans as the moderate, modern Islamic influence in this world of terror. It couldn't be further from the truth. Again, this is part of the Operation Gladio, and they are also, the same network is engaged in money laundering that comes from heroines that being exported, taken out of Afghanistan. I mean, I would say if they are the most, they are the largest, yet the most legitimate terror group in the world, because people, again, can look it up. These are what I'm talking about. They're not really secrets. You look at Fethullah Gulen, you will see that the network currently worth $20 billion. And whenever they are interviewed, anybody, including their lobbyists, these are United States, former United States senators, then they say, well, where this money is coming from? They say, oh, there are all sorts of good Muslims who are donating to this group, $20 billion worth.
It's a lot of donating.
And then they say, well, aren't you building madrasas? And they engage in this false. They say these are moderate madrasas that are teaching science and language, etc. And however, a lot of these madrasas, including their the properties, let's say the ones in Central Asia, they are terrorism training camps, and they have been since 1998. In fact, the network was kicked out of Russia years ago, several years ago, and several other countries, again, in that region, in Central Asian regions, they actually banned them because of all the evidence they gathered of their terror activities. Well, this organization is headquartered in the United States of America, and their lobbyists are the highest level American people. And I guess we will get to some of that when we proceed with some of the, again, some of these politicians, U.S. politicians, who are also involved in this operation.
Wow. So Operation Gladio went from the bad guy is in the Cold War is Russia to now we have the bad guy as the war on terror in Middle East centered in that area. My question would be, how much is contrived for reasons of fear? Because we see the loss of liberty every day in this country. How much of it is that? How much of it is real? How much of a threat do we have here? What is your take on that, Sibel?
Well, it is an artificial threat that has been purposefully created and is being operated. Again, this is not a conspiracy theory. We already know it has become public that when it comes to Al-Qaeda and when it comes to bin Laden, we were using bin Laden. Bin Laden was directly working for the CIA during the Afghan-Russia war period in early 1980s. So for many Americans to write it off and say, well, that was back then because there was communism, and we had to do what we had to do in order to basically defeat the communism. That's how it was justified back then, Kate.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Everything was justified. All the expenditure, we have trillions of dollars on defense, which has mostly been offense, not defense,
right,
had been always justified on this communism threat. Well, 1990-1991 arrives, and that threat is gone. There is no longer a Soviet Union. Well, we have this huge military industrial complex, trillions of dollars that were justified, that was justified based on threat. What do we do? They are going to collapse, most of them. Mm-hmm. We had to create another threat equal to communism, maybe even bigger,
right,
make it international in order to justify our imperialistic wars, our aggression.
They constantly say preeminence over and over and over. We got to keep the preeminence.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's very pure and simple. Mm-hmm. And you see that PNAC was written, and then within a year, we had the 9/11 attacks. And suddenly we had this whole thing that started with Al-Qaeda. And then after 10, 12 years, Al-Qaeda's maybe brand was not any longer effective because people started becoming maybe desensitized mm-hmm. to it. Then the ISIL was, ISIS, ISIL was created. So, and as long as we have these so-called threats, the mm-hmm. artificially created by us threats, mm-hmm. Then we can sustain this military-industrial complex. We can turn around and attack all these countries, yeah, and engage in all these aggressions outwardly and inwardly, domestically. We can take away all people's rights by right. saying that, but constantly, every day, billions of times, within every single news outline on the papers and the radios and TV, terror threat, terror threat, terror mm-hmm. threat, and say that's why you're going to be violated every time you go to the airport. You're going to be funneled, and this is why we are spying on every single American, and all your emails and all your phone lines are being monitored because you have people driven by fear that turns into its government and says, protect me. There are these big bad boogeymen around the world. Do whatever it takes to protect me. And that has been throughout the history, the tactic used. Hitler used to say that the let's say the Jews or other foreign groups were threat mm-hmm. to the both national welfare and security of Germans. You have to create these enemies, and with those enemies and those artificially created threats, justify what you do and what you do with taxpayers' dollars.
Absolutely.
And not be accountable.
Absolutely. When was your eye-opening wake-up moment to all of this, Sabelle? I mean, did you always feel this way from when you could remember, or was there a moment that this happened for you?
It's interesting. I grew up in several countries in Middle East, and, mm-hmm. and my father was a political activist. He was a doctor. He was a surgeon. He passed away in 2000. So I considered myself fairly aware and educated when it came to all this international operations done by the United States and the CIA, etc. But I was extremely naive when it came internally, domestically. When I came to the United States, I went to the university. I got my master's degree in public policy. I truly believed in this wonderful notions, theoretical notions of system of checks and balances mm-hmm. and separation of powers. I was like, what an incredible place. I mean, look at all these things, the United States Constitution, having thing called First Amendment right, thing that doesn't even exist in some of even the Western world countries.
Right.
So I was a believer, and mm-hmm. it started as I started seeing things within the FBI. And I still was naive because I thought once I went to the Inspector General's office, something would be done. It would be corrected. You know, mm-hmm. people would be held accountable when you have evidence, when
sure.
you have documents, when you show, you know, criminal activities by people, waste, fraud, abuse. Mm-hmm. Then I still had my hopes after that hope was futile. Mm-hmm. When I went to Congress, I thought, what's Congress knows? Mm-hmm. Because they are a separate entity. You know, we have separation of powers.
Sure.
They're going to do something. They're going to hold these people and these operations accountable. When that didn't happen, then I went to the mainstream media. And you remember, mm-hmm. I had my 2002 CBS 60 Minutes moment.
Yes, I remember.
I thought, surely... Surely, because mm-hmm. now the American people are going to demand mm-hmm. the information that is their right to know. It's not because it's justifiably classified, and then demand accountability. So I guess I have to say that that level of naivete just went away, got destroyed. And to a certain degree, some people may consider me a cynic because I would say it realism and being realistic. But I guess many people, naive people, who are where I used to be before 2001, may consider me a cynic. And I understand why they would.
I know, you know, sorry, I absolutely agree with you, though. And I have become that way, too, partly because as you start to see these things, you read stuff like Operation Northwood, you start to see all these documents, and you're seeing it in document form. It's totally different, and you start to see it from a broader view, and you start to objectively see the United States from different points of view instead of our preeminence point of view. Does that make sense? So I agree with you. I think it's a hard road to get to, and once you get there, you see it differently, and you can't unsee it. So.
Absolutely. And then you came, I mean, you kind of come, I came. That's why I said, uh-huh. You come to this fork where sometimes you say, heck with it. You know, mm-hmm. I give up because I fought for 10, 12 years. I did everything I could, including publishing my first book, despite the fact that the FBI said, you publish this book, you're going to go to jail. And then say, I'm not going to deal with it because, you know... Yeah. When you talk to some veteran whistleblowers, I'm talking mm-hmm. about legitimate whistleblowers. They are whistleblowers I consider legitimate. Some mm-hmm. of them maybe not so legit. If you were to ask me and some of these people, what was your biggest disappointment? You know, yeah. Who let you down the most? Maybe 10 years ago, I would have first said the executive branch. Then 2 years after that, maybe I would have said the United States Congress. And then I went for several years saying, well, because of the information gatekeepers, the media. But after all this time, now 12 years later, I have to turn around and say the people, the party that has let us down the most, any of the truth tellers and whistleblowers, I would say, unfortunately, would be the majority, the American people, mm-hmm. because once the information become public one way or another, and in some cases they have, it's their responsibility to rise up and to demand and to seek the mm-hmm. truth and accountability and justice. It's not going to be handed to them. And something has happened to the United States of America. You said you're right about mm-hmm. the fear factors.
Yes.
But I don't want to excuse everyone and say, well, because of fear factors, they are doing this. It is maybe through years of indoctrination, through our public schools, and the, of course, media, there is this numbness. There is this apathy. There is this hand me everything. I'm not going to get up and do things for myself.
We'll be right back. More with Sybil Edmonds when we come back. Finish this pre-recorded interview.
Waiting for your tax return to get a new bed? Is your new home about ready? Don't miss out on the big President's Day sales. Hi, this is Justin from the Mattress Store, and our no-hassle, no-problem layaway program is just right for you. Come in today, sleep well tonight, Bluff by Ace Hardware, Washington next to Best Buy, Bloomington by the Walmart, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Hi, this is John with Copiers for Sale, a division of Steamroller Copies. Did you know that we sell and service copiers, plotters, and more? Our unique business model allows us to offer 30 to 50% savings on your copier lease or purchase. Owning copy stores for almost three decades has taught us distinctive purchasing strategies. With our experience, we will reduce your equipment costs and give you better service. Call me now at 435-862-6000 for a free bid. That's 435-862-6000.
If you could retire sooner, why wouldn't you? This is Alex Keery, co-host of the More Than Money radio show with Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group. Derek and his team are dedicated to help you retire 5 years sooner than you thought possible while maintaining your current lifestyle. You can get started today with a free copy of Derek's latest book, Stop Working and Start Living, by calling this number, 888-999-6370. It's that easy. A call takes only a minute or two, and it'll change your life forever. Stop Working and Start Living is filled with tips that are designed to help you retire sooner and on your terms. But there are limited copies, so call right now. That number again, 888-999-6370. He'll share the secrets and the stories that have been crafted to help hundreds of families retire the way they want, when they want. Call the New Millennium Group at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370, or visit them online at utahsfinancialplanner.com. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Again, that number, 888-999-6370. Or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
In business for over 35 years, the Zion Eye Institute has grown into the largest and most comprehensive eye center in Southern Utah, continually striving to be the best and always looking for new ways to better take care of their patients. With the experience and expertise to cover every area of eye care, their specialists use only the most advanced technologies and state-of-the-art equipment. You can count on each of their specialists being board certified and fellowship trained to handle everything from the simplest to the most complex cases, which means there's no need to travel to Salt Lake City or Las Vegas for specialized eye care. Just one of the many reasons the Zion Eye Institute was named one of the top 50 eye surgery centers in the United States and is the number one eye care provider for Medicare patients in the state of Utah. With four convenient locations, scheduling an appointment in St. George, Cedar City, and Mesquite is easy. Just call 656-2020, 656-2020, or online at zioneye.com. Zion Eye Institute, Southern Utah's premier eye care center.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At BringMeCBD.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At BringMeCBD.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer, saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to BringMeCBD.com and get yours today.
You've been waiting, and now it's here. The newest Little Caesars is now open across the street from Desert Hills High School. Best of all, you can order on the new Little Caesars app. Walk in, skip the line, and get your pizza in seconds out of the new Little Caesars pizza portal. And you're out the door. Or stay in your car and try their pickup window. Stop in and check out the newest Little Caesars today and get the best pizza value in America. The newest Little Caesars, now open across the street from Desert Hills High School. The easiest way to pizza just got easier.
Even in the desert, the temperatures can drop significantly. Save money and keep your family warm and cozy throughout the fall and winter months with a furnace checkup from A-Zion Mechanical. A poorly functioning or broken heating system can cause expensive repairs and high energy bills. Let A-Zion Mechanical save you money on your energy costs by providing you with the highest quality service. Call A-Zion Mechanical today for the $69.99 furnace checkup. They'll have you up and running the same day. Or visit azionmechanical.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Back here with you to finish up Sibel Edmonds' interview. Wow. Operation Gladio is her book, by the way. And she also, Boiling Frogs is a fantastic website for truth and news. Here you go, more Sibel Edmonds.
There is this, hand me everything. I'm not going to get up and do things for myself.
Right.
There is this passivity that is... remarkable to see, and I would say it's unprecedented in the history of this country. One of the characteristics that separated this nation from the rest of the world initially, and for to a large extent for years, was the people, and we were not monarchy, we were not the British Empire, and something happened to our country, and people have become so docile, they have become so apathetic, and then they complain about why things are so bad, and they never want to look inward to say how much of it I am to blame. Right. You know, we can point fingers and say these people, well, we are sustaining these people in our government with our tax money. Supposedly we go and cast vote. So you're looking at the mirror. You're looking at yourself when you say our corrupt politicians and our corrupt system. Well, this is us.
They're a product of us. They're a product of us because it has to come from the pool of the people. And, you know,
absolutely.
I wonder if the cognitive dissonance that we have in this country is because there's two extremes. You have the narrative that the media wants us to believe, and then you have reality. And I feel like it's so separated. And that's why they're able to say a conspiracy theorist or you're crazy, because the two extremes are so extreme.
Absolutely. And part of it is willful to say maybe some of this truth is just too painful or it demands action from me. Mm-hmm. Thus, I rather look the other way and say, OK, if I look the other way and if I pay attention to some Kardashian or something, I won't see it. It won't bug me when I say what you don't know can't hurt you. Mm-hmm. That kind of mentality. And it is really ingrained in so many things. It's not only our political systems, I believe. It seeps through our family values and system. Mm-hmm. It seeps through our education system. It is all around us. And I have to say, I don't want to sound like some sort of a preacher, but there is this decay, the decayed society that is really under this cancerous disease. And it's just sitting there, and the cancer cells, they are just spreading, whether it's within our education system or political system, within our Senate, within every single one of these agencies, and you know, we're just saying, just take over us.
Yes, make our decisions.
This wedding in Pakistan, we just threw a bomb there, and the entire extended family was wiped out. Jeez. And nobody holds us accountable.
Right.
I mean, we are engaged in mass murder around the world. When you look at how many people have been killed in Iraq, and then start comparing it to how many people were killed during Saddam's awful regime, and you start thinking, really?
Right.
I mean, this is being done by our concern, with our consent, because hey, either we have to say this is a despotic regime in the United States, okay, or we have to say since we vote and we get these people, this is us, okay? Right. So this is our representatives engaged in torture and murder around the world. Mm-hmm. That's us. This is us, American. And when you start traveling, when you're talking to people, and now they are saying that right after 9/11, for let's say a year, we could excuse this. But we are looking at Americans now and we say, what kind of people are you?
Right.
I mean, when you watch all these hundreds of movies made, you know, on Hitler or other despotic regime, and you say, oh, how horrible, then look what you've been doing.
Yes.
Some people would say we did it in Vietnam. We killed, a million and a half people there, you know, but just since 9/11, how many murders have been committed in our name? And they keep announcing them as they killed hundreds of ISIS or Al-Qaeda people. But when you look at the murder, you see the genders, 20% of them female. You look at all the children. You look at the elderly and say, really?
Mm-hmm. The government, really? The government's created this "if you knew what we knew" club, and then Americans go to sleep because they say, well, if I guess they know something we don't. All these people needed to perish for our safety. It's the biggest lie we've been told, and until we wake up to that, I don't know that we have a chance. I'm with you. I think that once you're hitting the pocketbook, it becomes much different. Maybe you have eyes to see then. I don't know, but something big needs to happen, and I fear maybe a false flag by our own government, blamed on the Middle East, ISIL, ISIS, what have you, whatever group they want to blame it on. Do you see that coming down the pike too? As I mean, that's, I'm almost expecting it. It just seems.
Well, it's happening outside the United States constantly. Mm-hmm. Our website, through my contacts, both in Pentagon and in Turkey, these are military contacts. Our website had a press release on training camps from the U.S. Air Base in Turkey. This is in Adana area, and training all these Syrian militants to use for false flag operations inside Syria against wow. Assad. We released this 6 months before any news about Syria started surfacing in mainstream media. And we put that public. We actually created a video on this on YouTube. We put it there. We had our sources, some of them anonymous. We speculated all this, that this is exactly what was happening. So we, the United States and NATO, we were training these people in Turkey, in United States base, military base, Air Force base in Turkey. We were giving them weapons, training them, and then smuggling them back into the Syria 3.5-4 years ago. So all these things that we hear, that they did this and they did this beheading, you, in some way, it is the artificially created terror events that we created.
Absolutely.
They are us. You know, they say toys are us, but during the 80s, Al-Qaeda, and back then we didn't call them Al-Qaeda. We called them the freedom-fighting Mujahideen.
Right.
And Bin Laden, well, they were us. Mm-hmm. And since the Cold War, when you're looking at these so-called Islamic terror threats, including ISIS, well, they are us.
They are. Yeah, absolutely.
They are us.
Absolutely. And I don't know when the American people are going to finally wake up and realize that. And I hope it's soon. I hope more people are finally seeing the two-party system is one party. I mean, it's just getting to the point of just craziness that after 100 years, if there was a party that was better than the other, we would have seen it 80 years
ago. That was the article I wrote right around the election times on Obama, and it was called The Two Sides of the Same Coin.
Wow.
And it was, and I came under attack. And this is another thing, throughout my journey, it was unbelievable. During the first 4 or 5 years of my case, 2002 till 2007, 2008, some public support that I had came from people who were partisan. They were Democrat. They called themselves liberal. Mm-hmm. And they, because the gag orders, et cetera, came from the Bush administration, the Republicans. So it basically was useful for their side to say, look what this person and the Republicans are doing to our country. And as soon as I started writing all the critical pieces and giving interviews after 2008, they were the first groups who began attacking and saying, what does she know? And she should just shut up and just carry a title of whistleblower because you're looking at what the other administration did, multiply that by two, being done by this administration.
Exactly.
No difference whatsoever. No difference. I would say if there is a difference, I have to give it to even previous administration. They didn't at least pretend other way, because with this, and this is the change we were looking for. Look what this person and this administration has done, far worse than the previous administration.
Right, right.
And what is going to come is going to be likely the same. We're going to basically the same thing, because this is the system. Mm-hmm. And when they say viable candidates in the United States, that's what they mean.
Right.
They mean a candidate that is one of them, you know, the candidate pro-corruption and pro-aggression and pro-waste and fraud and abuse and anti-civil liberties, and backed by the military-industrial complex, backed by the big financial institutions, whether it's Obama, whether it's Bush, whether it's Romney. And when they see candidates that actually defer from this rotten, corrupt system. Let me give you an example. Let's say in 2008, Ron Paul, right away you hear the mainstream media saying, oh yeah, he's nice and he's cute and funny and blah, but he's not viable.
Exactly.
To be viable, you have to be one of these dirty, corrupt people. And the American people, they listen, they're like, actually, I would like to cast my vote for Ron Paul, but he's not going to be elected anyway, because I've been told he's not viable. Well, then go ahead and cast your vote for viability, which means corruptibility,
right,
and be done with that or save this and just don't vote, really.
I totally agree with you. John Stockwell, the CIA guy that came out, whistleblower, said it's Team A and Team B. And they just throw each team in when they feel like the people need to be complacent. And so I'm with you on that. And when someone like you is courageous enough to come forward and say, this is what's going on, do you find it astounding that you're the first person that people throw stones at, that people just want to annihilate?
I'm no longer. I used to be. Mm-hmm. It was shocking. You're right. I was surprised. I was shocked. It was all new to me. And it hurt. Really, it did.
I'm sure.
I don't want to say I developed thicker skin, but I got to understand and see it over and over. So you look at the symptoms, then you start looking for the cause and saying, well, what are the causes for this symptom? Because this is a symptom.
Exactly.
And once you understand the cause, you know where it's coming from. No, it's not. For example, I rarely give any interviews or show up for any mainstream channels unless I see some sign off or indication of fairness.
Exactly.
You know, fairness. I have had cases where I've been on CNN and they would ask me a couple of questions that went exactly to, you know, what they wanted to get
the agenda.
At.
Sure.
They wanted to make sure that nothing else got in there. And well, sometimes the answers are not that simple. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they want to give to the people, this canned perspective massaged and prepared by them to be served to the American public on the platter and say, here's the truth and here's what's happening and this
absolutely.
Is what's being said.
Absolutely.
So I don't participate any longer in those.
Well, good for you. I wouldn't either if I were you, because I would feel like, why contribute to that? And you want your story told and you want it told the right way. And I love that you're about truth and I love your website. I really do. I have to give you props for that. BoilingFrogsPost.com. It's amazing. And I know we went way over time, so I really apologize, but it's been such a thrill.
These are very important issues, as you said, before we began recording, and I'm glad to see that some people are still trying, and that being you, because when people say, well, among all these pessimistic developments and the situations, how do you maintain hope? And I say, well, because it's not all that, because once in a while I do come across a very good website or a podcast program or an author or a small local activist group that makes me stop and say, look, you know, it's not all bad. There are, even though, unfortunately, I call it irate minority, and in throughout the history, the big changes, whether they are real revolutions or gradual revolutions, if you look at them, they have never really been done by the majority. It's always this group of core irate minority.
The squeaky wheel.
That's what it takes.
Yes, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and that's
absolutely
too bad.
So it's good to see that there are still places, and whether for the as news outlet, information sources, or local good activism groups, that's says, as long as we have those, we still have this hope, however slight.
Absolutely. One last question for you, just a quick one.
Sure.
Is the show Homeland based on partially your story? I've heard this.
I've been asked that question. In fact, some people have done a show talking about it without me being, because I haven't watched it. In 2005, we got rid of our antenna and cable, etc. So we haven't had TV, connected TV since. So I haven't watched it, but I have received emails. I know there has been some, and they say that they have gotten it from based on your case, and they have been using it for the show.
Wow.
But I'm I'm not sure if that's the case. And now we have a daughter. She's 6 years old. And I have to say, she hasn't watched a single commercial on TV because we don't have it.
Oh, good for
and
you.
She hasn't been exposed to any of these fear mongerings because we don't have TV.
Good for you. I give you a gold star for parenting. I love it. I love it. Oh, Sabelle, would you come back at some point and talk to us again? Because you're right.
Oh, I would love to. I would love to. And again, thank you for doing this. I think it's very valuable because hopefully you get to some people and segments that we haven't had the reach to get. And the more we inform people, the higher.
Thank you. I absolutely love that. The website is boilingfrogspost.com.
Ladies, this Valentine's, there's a chance he will find a quiet moment, wait until he has your full attention, look you in the eyes, and hand you a small, beautiful bronze box that says, Mack and Sons. But as you gently pull the ribbon and discover the treasure that awaits, you realize whatever sits inside is really just a reflection of how much he adores you. Men that buy jewelry from the master jewelers at Mack & Sons are not just buying diamonds, gold, or just any jewelry. The man that placed that box in front of you knows you are more precious than any diamond and worth more than gold. Men that come to Mack & Sons are passionate about finding quiet moments to remind you of their love. They could grab roses, chocolates, or chase deals at the mall, but when they see the beautiful bronze box with Mack & Sons on it, you'll know they aren't like everyone else. And neither is your love, because of where he went when he wanted Valentine's to be perfect. Mack & Sons Master Jewelers, on the Boulevard.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.